Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 25th of February. US President Trump's State of the Union address was essentially defensive, seeking to reset the narrative around the policies and economic performance of the past year. As such, there's little for markets to get very excited about. One might perhaps say that so much of a focus on the economy suggests a sensitivity to the president's recent approval ratings, and that the economic perception may dictate future policies. That could have relevance in areas like tariffs, for instance, but it's a rather vague idea, and markets are not likely to react until they see if senior members of the administration endorse further policy change. German revised GDP data for the fourth quarter is not terribly exciting, although it is perhaps worth acknowledging that Germany's not doing too badly for an economy with a falling population these days. The headline growth rates were left unchanged. The consumer has in fact been a steady support for economic activity once the consumption data is revised to match reality, away from the pessimistic bias that seems to haunt so much of Germany's initial data releases. Third quarter consumer data was revised higher, fourth quarter consumer data was revised higher, and the monthly retail sales data is nearly always revised higher. However, the GfK Consumer Sentiment Opinion Poll was revised lower for February and fell for the March reading against expectations for an improvement. It is again a reminder that what consumers say they are feeling and how consumers consume are not exactly the same thing. The euro area is offering some non-market moving data. The final euro consumer price inflation estimate for January is very unlikely to be even acknowledged by investors, so rarely does it change from the initial number. It is perhaps worth noting that euro area aggregate consumer prices fell in January relative to December. Prices actually declined, albeit in a month-on-month basis. This is something that has not happened in the United States over the past year, or indeed at any time since the pandemic. According to China's official news agency, VAT receipts increased 13.7% for consumer-related industries during the spring festival holidays. However, the holiday itself was 29% longer. 2 days were added this year compared to last year. That rather blurs whether or not there was a more sustained improvement in consumer spending. Domestic tourism spending seems to have been stable per person, adjusting for days. While this data is not conclusive, it does tend to point to China's growth remaining more export-driven than domestic demand-driven, at least for now. That in turn puts emphasis on China's exporters, helping their US customers to find ways of avoiding or minimizing tariff payments. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.